Our scripture reading this morning, we continue in the book of Hebrews, the third chapter, verses 1 through 11. If you're using the Bible found in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1277. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, page 1277. Here the author of the letter to the Hebrews continues his theme, which is to show that Christ is superior to everything and everyone who came before him. For a Jewish person living in this time, there is perhaps no name that is greater than that of Moses, the great Old Testament prophet of God. But here the writer says Jesus Christ is superior even to him. As Moses was the greatest servant in the house of God, Jesus Christ is himself the Son of God. And so by virtue of that, he is over Moses. As the builder is greater than the house himself, so Jesus Christ, who builds the church, is greater even than its greatest servant, Moses. And that is what we see in verses 1 through 7. But as we continue to the rest of the passage, then, with that great truth in mind, the writer then warns us that if we forsake Jesus Christ, there is no hope for us. As the people of Israel who mumbled against God were not allowed to enter into the promised land, the writer warns us, if you mumble and complain against Jesus Christ and refuse him, you have no hope. This is as true for you and me today as it was for his audience. With these things in mind, let us now read Hebrews 3, 1 to 11. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Amen. Thus ends this reading of God's holy and errant and life-giving word. May he write its truth upon our hearts.